One way the Iranian government has been trying to ensure a smooth election is by slowing down the internet to a nearly unusable speed. 2 minutes to load Gmail, downloads cut off midway through a photo. This is in addition to blocking Iranians from Facebook, Twitter, and thousands of international news sites. An Iranian blogger who goes by the name of Nariman Gharib left his homeland for London 2 years ago. From there, he connects with people still in Iran to help them find workarounds to the Iranian filternet. I asked him about the impact of the U.S. decision last week to lift sanctions on the sales of communication technologies. He laughed.
The problem is this. When you want to create account on, for example, Apple Store or Android, you need to enter your credit card number or PayPal. But the problem is the Iranian inside the Iran, they haven't any credit card or PayPal account. And if you want to take a transaction in the internet, okay, this is a sanction. You can't have a direct transaction between Iran and U.S.
Let me see if I have this straight. Yeah. The U.S. government says you can buy Apple products, but you can't do direct bank transactions. So you need use a credit card or PayPal. But you don't have credit cards or PayPal in Iran. So America says come and buy Apple products and offers them no means to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That people can't do anything. Just antivirus and software like that, they can now update.
They can get free updates, but anything that costs money, they can't get because America still has sanctioned any direct banking relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
So no impact at all there. Do you expect a repeat of 2009?
I don't think so, because most of the activists and most of the journalists now in the prison or outside Iran, and there isn't any leaders that say to people, okay, we're going to the street next week or on Monday or Sunday or something.
So what will people use the communication tools that you give them for?
Nowadays, most of the young people use these tools for Facebook and Twitter. The government just think, oh, all of the users inside the Iran use the Facebook for protests or something. But it's not like this. They listen to music and you can see most popular Iranian page on Facebook just for fun.
They just want your tools so they can function in a fairly normal way online. And that's it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, yeah.
So why are you doing this? You've been forced to flee the country. You'll probably never be able to go back, at least not for years and years. If most people are using your tools just to gain a measure of privacy, not to foment revolution, why do you bother?
You can see when they come online, they change when they connect to internet. When my friends online, they can talk to me like a sister or brother. They relax and something. But if the internet is disconnected, they think they are alone in the world, you know.
So it's for connection, for its own sake.
Yeah, I love my people. I want to give them the opportunity and they can see what's happening in the U.S., what's happening in Europe, and what's happening in the rest of the world, and they can learn new things.
Nariman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We spoke to the Iranian blogger and social media researcher known as Nariman Gharib from London.